Cybercriminals don't strictly target big companies. They prey on smaller fry as well. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. Living in a rural community doesn't make anyone immune to an attack by cyber thieves. That's according to Josh Entringer, head of information technology at Madison Regional Health System in Madison, South Dakota.
The cybersecurity threat is still real here, even though we are smaller. We're still just another target being looked after, and we have to take in consideration of not only our staff members, but community members too, and taking care of not only their healthcare needs, but their cybersecurity needs and keeping all their information safe.
Madison Regional Health is near Dakota State University, where Ashley Podrasky is Vice President of Research and Economic Development. She says the university collaborates with Madison Regional Health and has an excellent reputation for cybersecurity education.
There's a 99.9% placement rate with our cyber students at the university, and it's the hands-on experience that they're getting in the clinic that allows them to be an in-demand employee for our economy.
Podrasky says the state of South Dakota has put $7 million toward protecting local governments from cybercrime.
Here in South Dakota, that gets us to a place where everyone's floor was raised in their cybersecurity resiliency and readiness.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.